This is Fresh Air. Amy Rigby, who called her 1996 debut Diary of a Maud Housewife, is now an empty nester who no longer defines herself by domestic chores. The Old Guys is the first new Amy Rigby album since 2005, and rock critic Ken Tucker says the album finds her looking back without undue sentiment.
With its jangly guitars and thumping drums, The Old Guys is, I suppose, an old-fashioned rock and roll album. But it's not a nostalgia item. Nostalgia is an essentially conservative, sentimental impulse, one that conflicts with clear-headed realism, and nostalgia is something Rigby admirably avoids, as can be heard on this song called Are We Still There Yet?
When you
Rigby leads off this collection with her most ambitious new song. It's an email Rigby imagines Philip Roth sending to Bob Dylan on the occasion of Dylan's winning the Nobel Prize for Literature. Rigby sings in the voice of Roth, who has, scandalously, never won the Nobel himself. It's a terrific song that serves to summarize Rigby's own views about the quiet heroism of making art alone in a room, not thinking about the audience waiting outside. The song is titled From Philip Roth at Gmail to rzimmerman@aol.com.
As you step out onto that Nobel stage, spare a thought for the man who labors on the page. When you're standing
Let's face it, age is starting to weigh heavily upon Rigby, who's only in her late 50s. In addition to her imagining communiques between Roth and Dylan, there's a line in Back from Amarillo about how she's running out of time to do the things I want. The song Are We Still There Yet recalls a time when, quote, there was less to forget. The title song is the most obvious example of Rigby's mindset. While she wisely avoids the aging person's temptation to scoff at the callowness of youth, she pays more respect to those older than her, without losing her punk mischievousness.
Still taking risks, I keep my hand in the fist. Punch out the lights, the next so-and-so. Had my eyes on the prize when it was time to revise. I set my sights near the middle or somewhere below. I tip my hat.
This album is characterized by a studiously raw sound achieved by no more than three players on any given track. It features ringing production from Eric Goulden, better known to fans of 70s punk as Reckless Eric. He is also Rigby's husband, and he's also the creator of his own excellent new album, which will be released at the end of March. Rigby fills her new collection with lots of amusing and emotionally appropriate cultural references. There's an entire song called Robert Altman, and another, called New Sheriff, in which we discover that Amy has been watching a lot of TV, like Breaking Bad and Boardwalk Empire and The Sopranos. If you like what you're hearing, I also recommend that you go to her blog, called Diary of Amy Rigby. There, the author shares stories of her day-to-day life working in a bookstore slash coffee shop, pays her respects to Tom Petty, and searches for a certain brand of shampoo. You know, ordinary stuff. Stuff that requires an artist like Amy Rigby to make vivid and funny and true.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Amy Rigby's new album, The Old Guys. On Monday's show, New York Times editor Jonathan Weissman tells us about becoming a target of neo-Nazi trolls on Twitter, who barraged him with anti-Semitic insults and threats. In his new book, Semitism, Being Jewish in America in the Age of Trump, he wrestles with how to respond to white nationalists and looks at the connections between them and the Trump campaign and administration. Hope you can join us.